Secretary, please.
The voting will be closed in 10 seconds.
Secretary, please.
The voting has been closed. We need a minute before getting the results. Thank you.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had 11 abstentions. Valid votes cast 93. Required majority 47. Votes in favor of the Swiss motion 23. Votes against the Swiss motion 70. As a result, the Swiss motion has been defeated. Consequently, the original ruling from the chairperson stands. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Now we have come to the end of this agenda item 5, and I wish to invite my fellow officer, Vice Chair Karen, to come and chair the rest of sections, please, from agenda item, starting with agenda item 6, as I had explained on day 1.
Good morning, delegates. Actually, we are just at, for those of you who remember, a famous Western film, High Noon. And I suggest that we have had just about all the drama we can take. For this day, at least. I therefore propose that as we turn our attention now to the next item on our agenda, item 6, proposed draft standards and related texts before the Commission for Adoption at Step 5, that having exhausted drama, we can move through quickly and perhaps advance the pace at which we're working this morning, but now in a minute, afternoon. We will begin with a brief introduction of the relevant text by our secretary, but before we begin consideration of these proposed draft standards, I would like to make just a few comments to remind the Commission of what we are undertaking at this item. Proposed draft standards and related texts are submitted to this Commission at Step 5 for consideration, and upon adoption, the proposed draft standard becomes a draft standard. Comments have been submitted on these standards, as you know, and as a general rule, these comments do not need to be discussed at this Commission session, because they will be, as a matter of course, submitted back to the committee for consideration at its next session. I ask you, please, to resist the temptation to repeat here your written comments. We have them already. If you have comments on these items that you have not submitted in writing, I would urge you to, rather than bringing them up on the floor in the interest of time and quicker advancement of our work, that you be sure to submit them to the relevant committee for consideration at subsequent meetings. Please consider this request from the chair. Thank you. I also, before we begin, will point you to the report of the Executive Committee, which, in carrying out its critical review process, has looked at all of these proposed standards for adoption at Step 5. And as your executive body, making recommendations to you with the goal of making your work more efficient and assisting you in your work, if you refer to Alanorm 07/30/3, beginning at paragraph 17, you will find the recommendations of the executive committee to you. The executive committee recommends to the commission that all of these proposed standards and related text be adopted at Step 5. In a few circumstances, on a few texts, the executive committee has comments, and I will point them out to you at that relevant time. Now I propose that we begin with the very first standard, which is from the Codex Committee on Food Additives. The proposed draft guidelines for the use of flavorings, with the exception of Section 4 and Annexes A and B. Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Jachir. I have not much to add to your excellent introduction. And the first text on the table is the proposed draft guidelines for the use of flavorings, the new work that was approved back in 2006, and it reached Step 5 in 1 year time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Can the Commission agree to adopt this proposed draft standard at Step 5? Chile, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Nosotros apoyamos que se avance en el trámite, salvo con algunos temas de traducción, como es en el caso del español, en el punto 2.2, en lugar de poner la palabra amargo, reemplazarla por ácido. Y en general, en las definiciones en español, utilizar un término que englobe los conceptos de aroma y sabor en una sola palabra, como en inglés es flavor, o utilizar aroma / sabor y aromatizante / saborizante. Ya que las traducciones a veces usan la palabra aroma y otras la palabra sabor, lo que lleva a confusiones.
Thank you, Delegate of Chile. I would ask delegates to reserve that sort of commentary for submission to the commission at to the committee, relevant committee, as it considers further the text, assuming that we adopt this text at Step 5, especially translation errors. Those can be very easily addressed. Thank you, Chile, for that, but I would ask subsequent interveners on such points to resist the temptation to bring those translation errors to our attention. Thank you again, Chile. Are there any other comments on this text, or can the Commission adopt it at Step 5? I see no flags, not even from Egypt. So I note that the Commission adopts this text at Step 5. Thank you very much. Distinguished delegates, the next two standards before us for consideration are from the Coordinating Committee for Asia. They are the proposed draft standard for gochujang and the proposed draft standard for ginseng products. At this point, I would like to highlight for your attention the deliberations and the recommendations to you by the Codex Executive Committee, which, with respect to regional standards, has agreed to recommend to you adoption of these two draft standards, but indeed all regional standards, at step five as regional standards with further elaboration within the regional committee, in this case, Codex Coordinating Committee for Asia, with a view to finalization as regional standards. The executive committee reached this conclusion after very careful discussion of the standards themselves and their history within the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and also of the strategic and management issues related to the development of regional standards in Codex. In particular, I ask you to turn your attention to paragraph 113 of the report of the Executive Committee. This paragraph makes the point that I just made, and also adds that the Bureau, the chair, our chair, Dr. Moshe, and the three vice chairs, have committed to the executive committee and to you that if we can, that we will undertake work to develop a set of draft procedures and guidelines for use by the executive committee in its critical review, and eventually by the commission. These guidelines would have the goal, among others, of assisting the commission in streamlining its work on the development of regional standards as compared to worldwide standards, and their conversion, possibly, into international standards. We will do this work for consideration by the next meeting of the Executive Committee in December. We have committed to do this work. In the interim, the Executive Committee has asked the Commission to take on board, as a temporary solution, the proposals found in paragraph 114, numbered 8A and 8B, which our chairman has highlighted for you earlier in the meeting. I won't read them out for you, but they talk about, they would call for coordinating committees to concentrate on development of regional standards within their terms of reference, and that, in principle, consideration of a regional standard to a worldwide standard be considered after its adoption at step 8. 8B speaks about proposal for new work. That will come up later. If the committee can agree to this proposal, I would ask that the proposed draft standards for gochujang and for ginseng be considered in the light of this proposal for an interim way forward, understanding that the Bureau will be working to develop principles and guidelines that will have the goal of applying broadly, logically, and consistently across all regional coordinating committees, with the idea of making our work as a commission, including regional coordinating committees, more logical, more efficient, and quicker. So may I now open the floor to discussion of the standard, proposed draft standard for gochujang, in the light of this interim procedure. May I see comments from the floor? Can the committee agree to proceeding? Let's take gochujang first. Korea, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Korea fully understands that the report of Executive Committee is for the speedy development of standard. We recognize that gochujang and ginseng gochujang are also related to proposal number 8 for implementation of the joint FAO and WHO evaluation of the codex work on food standard. However, Korea has a view that this proposal number 8 is being applied on future works rather than the ongoing works such as gochujang and ginseng product. Since the criteria is not prepared for applying this proposal, and we are afraid that we may need more extra time and may face the huge confusion. For example, the draft standard for gochujang has been already endorsed by CISMAS and CCFA in last March and April respectively. And the draft standard for ginseng product has been developed as a worldwide standard, including the varieties of ginseng throughout the world, as the 28th GAC meeting asked CC Asia to redraft the standard. Therefore, these two ongoing standards are better to be handled in the relevant commodity committees as CC Asia recommended. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Delegate from the Republic of Korea. Do I understand you to say that you would not wish to proceed with further elaboration of gochujang as in CC Asia as a regional standard? You do not accept that process. We understood you to say that.
We want to develop the standard of gochujang as a worldwide standard instead of a regional one.
Thank you, Republic of Korea. Portugal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The European Committee and the Member States consider that regional standards should not always be converted to worldwide standards, and that these should be considered on a case-by-case basis after their adoption at Step 8. Therefore, the European Community and the Member States would favor first finalization by CC Asia. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Portugal. Thank you. I can't quite see that flag there. United States, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States, as the host country of the Codex Committee on Cereals, Pulses, and Legumes, recognizes that there are issues yet to be settled, including how commodity committees or worldwide committees can plan their program of work. Having this standard transferred into a committee that is currently adjourned, Synodia, raises a number of issues. Therefore, Madam Chair, the United States supports the continued development of this standard as a regional standard to Step 8, but without prejudice of it being considered for worldwide adoption at that point. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States. Morocco, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Comme vous le savez, je crois qu'il y a un lien entre l'examen de ces deux projets de normes et la recommandation du comité exécutif contenue au niveau du paragraphe 114. Ce que nous avions fait au niveau du comité exécutif, c'était d'abord de se mettre d'accord sur cette recommandation pour pouvoir l'appliquer de manière anticipée à la demande de reconversion de ces deux projets de normes régionales en normes internationales. Alors je ne sais pas maintenant, est-ce qu'on pourrait déjà appliquer cette recommandation qui, me semble-t-il, n'est pas encore adoptée ou acceptée par la Commission à l'état actuel de la discussion à ces deux projets de normes régionales. Alors, d'autre part, nous avons aussi un avis exprimé par rapport à cette problématique de la conversion des normes régionales, enfin des projets de normes régionales en normes internationales, et je ne sais pas si on peut le faire tout de suite. Alors, il y a encore un flottement, une petite confusion, si on doit d'abord discuter de cette recommandation du comité exécutif ou non, parce que, comme vous le savez, il y a eu une discussion assez animée au niveau du comité exécutif, et on souhaite exprimer notre avis en tant que délégation marocaine est peut-être aussi un avis partagé par des délégations de la région d'Afrique. Merci Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Morocco. We understand your point, and that is that if there is a sense within this committee that discussion of these two items would better be delayed until after we discuss the recommendations of the Executive Committee on these matters, that will come later, much later in our agenda. We would have to then turn back to discussion of these items, time allowing. The delegate from Morocco is quite right. We did have a lively and very substantive debate on these points. Let's take a few more interventions and then evaluate the sense of the committee. Thank you, Morocco. Cameroon, please.
Mais, Madame la Présidente, nous sommes contents de vous voir là en train de présider cette session. Et vous pouvez être rassurés, tant que vous êtes là, de tout notre soutien. Et, s'agissant de cette question, je voudrais rejoindre ce que mon collègue du Maroc venait de dire. En fait, au comité exécutif, nous avons discuté de cette question. On s'est mis d'accord de discuter de cette question lorsqu'on aura tranché sur la proposition numéro 8. Madame la Présidente, notre suggestion est de ne pas prendre une décision tout de suite et d'attendre la discussion sur les mandats de comité de codex. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, distinguished delegate from Cameroon. I will take the intervention from Singapore, and then I'll get a sense, give you my sense of the thinking on the floor and our way forward on these. On these two matters, really, Gochujang and Jin Singh. Singapore, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You can be assured that we will give you our full support as well. I think we can take this matter separately. One is to consider the Jin Singh and also the Gochujang advancement to step 5. Singapore fully support the advancement of the draft standard into step 5 so that it becomes the official draft standard. And we also need to discuss the executive committee's recommendations at this commission. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Singapore. Thank you, delegates. Our sense is that given the mix of opinions on these questions, that the prudent course of action will be to defer further discussion of these two items, the two proposals, proposed draft standard for Gochujang and proposed draft standard for Jin Singh, until after the Commission has discussed agenda item 13, which will be rather later on in the agenda of this Commission session. Thank you very much. Distinguished delegates, we are almost at the point of lunch and almost at the point of a few announcements from the Secretariat, but to end on a creative and positive note, I suggest we take up the two proposals from the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products the proposed draft code of practice for fish and fishery products, live and raw bivalve mollusks, lobsters, and crabs. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The document is contained in Appendix 6 of the report of Fish and Fishery Products Committee. We have received a few written comments that are in support of adoption at Step 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Can the Commission agree to adoption of this proposed draft code of practice at Step 5? I see no flags. The code is adopted. Thank you very much. The next proposed draft standard for live and raw bivalve mollusks. The relevant documents are, Mr. Secretary,
Appendix 5 to the same committee report, and the Secretariat wishes to draw the attention of the Commission to the discussion held at the Executive Committee level, which recorded in paragraph 25 through paragraph 27 of the report of the Executive Committee at its 59th session. There was a discussion regarding the risk assessment work on biotoxins, and the matter was discussed by the Food Hygiene Committee, but Food Hygiene Committee has provided comments to facilitate and improve the further elaboration of the document rather than to block the adoption at Step 5. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretariat. Can the Commission agree to adoption of this proposed draft standard for live and raw bivalve mollusks at Step 5? I see no flags. Thank you very much. The standard is adopted. Now we will take a couple of housekeeping comments from Madam Secretary, and adjourn for lunch. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to add that I think all delegations agree to the recommendations made by the Executive Committee while supporting the adoption of this document at Step 5 that is contained in paragraph 27 of the report of the Executive Committee. Having said this, Madam Chair, I have two housekeeping announcements and another announcement of substantive nature. First, as has been agreed upon by the Commission yesterday, and as made as I made announcement this morning, working group open to all interested members and observers regarding the natural mineral waters issue will convene in a few minutes, starting 12:30 in Canada Room, which is based on the same floor of this building. Secondly, an informal meeting of the chairpersons of Codex committees and task forces will meet tonight starting at 18:30, 6:30, in the same room, Canada Room, where the chairpersons are not present at this meeting, the host governments are requested to send an alternate officer in lieu of the chairperson of the committee the country is chairing. half an hour ago, the nomination period for the office of the chairperson of the commission was closed. I received two nominations containing the same nominee, Dr. Claude Mosha from United Republic of Tanzania, because there is one candidate for one office. I suggest that the commission elect Mr. Mosha as the chairperson of the commission by acclamation. Because of the fact that we don't need to hold the elections, secret ballot, tonight, I would suggest, if the Commission so agrees, to anticipate the opening of the nomination for the Vice Chairpersons of the Commission, effective immediately, and anticipate a little bit the closing of the nomination period, now to be set at noon sharp tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and congratulations to Dr. Mosha. We will recess this session for lunch now and reconvene at 2:30. I will see you all back at 2:30, at which time I will reconvene the session. Thank you.